and thank the Lord for the things He has still in store for us in this year to end the year. Raise our voice and thank the Lord. Father, give you thanks for every day of our life. Give you thanks for the days to end this year. God is great. God is good. God is awesome. Our confidence is in the name of the Lord. You know, we raise our eyes to say, Jesus, you are awesome. We hold on the word of God. And God is good to the righteous. As long as you have the breath of life in you, God is good to you. Tonight, go to spend time study and pray. Just welcome the Holy Spirit to lead our time of prayers. Those signing in Africa, in Asia, and Europe, in different parts of the world. Just ask the Holy Spirit to teach us, to give us a word of encouragement, to build our faith tonight. Raise our voice and begin to pray. Father, give you thanks for those watching us, those on the line in different parts of the world. Jesus Christ be glorified. Let God strengthen you. Let God empower you. Let God visit you. Let this day a day of grace, a day of empowerment, because Jesus is real. Jesus is faithful. Jesus is holy. To God be the glory. Today again is a day of testimonies. Listen, just raise our voice and thank the Lord for the things that are yet to be done in your life. God has done some things. There are things yet to be done in your life. God is not through with your life yet. I know, you know, even the last day of this year, or the 31st of this year, God will still show His goodness and His wonders. Thank the Lord for the things that are yet to be done, and believe that God will see us through. He will fulfill His covenant word. Raise your voice and thank the Lord. Father, I give you thanks for this day, for the things you have promised us, the things you have done, and the things are yet to be done. You said, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard. The things you have in store for us, we are born again, we are believers, we believe the word of God. I give you praise tonight, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Please get a Bible, get a pen, get a paper as we go through our lesson. We are sharing yesterday and today on 2021 keywords. The Lord gave me 12 keywords of that have to do with the calendar of events for 2021. You know, so we started yesterday, please. So those who missed yesterday, pay attention, because I will just brush through the first six. We'll focus on the last six because we did some yesterday. Our key verse is Amos 3, verse 7 to 10. And it says, surely the Lord God will do nothing, but He revealed His secrets unto His servants, the prophet. The lion have roared, who will not fear? The Lord God of hosts has spoken, who can but prophesy? Published in the palaces at Ashdod, and the palaces in the land of Egypt, and say, assemble yourself upon the mountains of Samaria, and behold the great tumult in the midst thereof, and the oppressed in the midst thereof. For they know not to do right, said the Lord, who store up violence and robbery in their palaces. So the Lord God will do nothing but reveal His secrets to the prophet. Before we begin our lesson tonight, just lay a hand on your body. Just say, Lord Jesus, show me the things you want me to see. Let's pray that prayer sincerely. Say, Lord Jesus, show me the things you want me to see concerning my life, my family, the end of year at 2021. Raise your voice and pray. Father, I pray tonight that you will show to your sons and daughters in their personal time, either through dreams, through vision, through prophecy, through the word of God, through a rhema word, through conviction, or by sign. Show to your servants that are faithful the things you want them to see, the things you want us to know. And you are the God of revelation. You are the God of prophecy. You are the God of insight. You are the God that openeth the veil and shows us things to come. That every child of God on the line, that no child of God will be blinded, no child of God will be blind or lame or spiritually dull. We pray tonight, oh God, give us enlightenment, give us insight into 2021 in a very personal way. Speak to your children around the world. As you keep praying, as you keep serving the Lord, let God visit you with an eye-opening revelation that will give you direction for 2021. Let it be done in Jesus' mighty name. Now we saw yesterday that the first keyword for 2021 was turn around. We said we serve the turn around God. God turned around the story of Daniel. He was cast in the lion's den, but the next day he was still alive. So God, so they took him out, and his enemies were thrown in that lion's den. God turned around the story of the children of Israel in Persia. Haman planned to kill the Jews. But you know the story, it turned around. God turned around the story of we talk about Apostle Peter in Luke chapter 5. He toiled the whole night. In the evening, he was to go home empty hand. But Christ came and said, launch out your net. And that gave me a turnaround story. Number two, we serve a God of surprises. Surprise and amazement. We talk about David's story. David was a little young boy in the family. He was in the field. The king, like Samuel, was a prophet, was a judge, came to their house to anoint a king. He was not in the list, He was not in the list. Even the father could not even inform David. But things, there was a surprise. David had a call. David, come home. And he came home, he saw this old prophet and the poor oil upon his head. That was a surprise for life. So we hear in the Bible that God has in store for us things. He said, ear have not heard, or even I see the things that God has for us. So 2021, God will surprise you with good surprises. God will surprise you with a good surprise. Sincerely, God is able to surprise you with a good surprise. I've got some good surprises in my life. So let it be done in our life in 2021. Number three, you said God is a God. 2021 is a year of major decisions. You need to make choices. You don't allow the world to influence you, TV to influence you. You must come like Joshua. Joshua said, as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord. Joshua determined, like the prodigal son, I must go back to my father's house. So you must take decisions that will take you forward. We pray that God give us the grace to make serious decisions that will take us closer to God and guarantee our success. Number four, we saw that 2021 is a year of determination. I tell you, those that know that God must be strong, they must be strong, they must be willing to stand firm and to do exploit. You must determine in your heart. Determination is a mindset that is ready, focused, already decided, predetermined to go a certain direction. So we determine to be holy. We determine to serve the Lord. David said in Psalm 23, surely goodness and mercy will follow me, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Psalm 27, verse 4, one thing I've determined in my heart, I will seek after God. I will seek the glory of God. So we must come to a place of determination to serve the Lord. Now, number five, we saw this word, hate and love, that the world will hate the church because they will be anti-evangelical. The world will hate the church. Persecution will rise in different parts of the world because many will hate the church. The church will become like a taboo, like people don't like. It's a disturbance to some people. So, but the more they hate the church, the more we love them. And the more they persecute us, the more we succeed. The more they hated Joseph, the more Joseph prospered. So let it be your portion. The more they hate you because of your holiness, because of your righteousness, the more you succeed in Jesus' mighty name. Now we ended with pressure. Pressure. 2021 is a year that many will be under serious pressure. Like Pilate. Pilate was under pressure. The Jews were saying, crucify him, crucify him. The wife was saying, don't touch that holy man. So you're going to find yourself in a pressure. That is when you must make mature choices. Bible says we shall go through the flame, but will not consume us. You're going to go through the fire, but it will not overflow you. So no matter the pressure you face in 2021, God says the Lord is with us. The Lord is your strength. The Lord will never leave you alone. He said in Matthew 28, he says, I will be with you even to the end of the age. Tonight we'll begin with number 7, please. Number 7 tonight, that's where we're going to begin. Is the word profit. Profit and stroke finances. Now, profit will be a target for many in 2021 and finances. Profit and finances will be keywords because there's a challenge that is going to come around the nation of the world to attack financial system. Yes, I said there's a challenge coming to attack financial system. So many will be fighting to get profit. But listen, as a child of God, we hold on the word of God. Our fruitfulness is by faith. Say after me, my fruitfulness is by faith in Jesus Christ. The Lord will supply. The Lord will open the avenue. Just say after me, 2021, the Lord will supply. The Lord will provide. The Lord will cause my increase. The Lord is my source. I'm not shaking with the fear in the world. Just raise your voice, begin to pray. We declare today in the name of Jesus Christ, no child of God is failing financially. We speak while the world is talking about recession. We're declaring prosperity for the church of God. We declare, yes, just confess it. We speak prosperity for the children of God. We speak prosperity for the church of God. While the world is afraid of recession, we declare by faith. In the midst of famine in Egypt, there was food. We're speaking today in the name of Jesus Christ. While the world profess famine, we declare that as many who serve the Lord, God will open the door for financial resources, financial open door in the name of Jesus Christ. You will profit in 2021. Just say, I will make profit in 2021. Confess with boldness, I and my family and the church of God, we will make profit in 2021. No losses, no financial crisis, no evictions, no debt in the name of Jesus Christ. For those that have homes, you're going to pay your mortgages without failing in the name of Jesus Christ. We speak 2021 from January. Let the doors of financial increase come unto as many in this line. Let it be done in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, Lord. I love this. Number 8, please. Now, this word is going to begin from January severely. The word restrictions. Say after me, restrictions. You will go to hear on TVs, don't do this, don't touch this, don't go here. Restrictions, it's like we are children. You're going to find yourself that governments of the nations will start passing laws of restriction. Some will say you cannot fly without vaccination certificate. What will you do? So 2021 is a year of restrictions. Many governments will put restrictions in many places. Restrictions like vaccination certificate. You cannot fly without vaccine. You must take vaccine to go to work. Now, what do you do in the midst of government restrictions? That is when men of faith now are going to be persecuted because some people will refuse because of their conviction. Let's pray for wisdom on what to do in a system and a season of restrictions. Let God give you ideas on how, on ways to survive when there are restrictions. You cannot buy here, you cannot shop here, you cannot do this. And listen, so we're praying today for God to give us wisdom in the season of restrictions coming, what to do and how to do it. Raise our voice and pray. We pray the name of Jesus Christ while the systems of the world are calculating restrictions to impose on the citizens, impose on the church, impose on airlines, impose on many places. We pray for wisdom on what to do in the time of national and international restrictions. Lord, be glorified in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now listen, we live in the world, but we are not of the world system. So when the world make restrictions that are against the Bible, that is when believers will stand their ground by faith. So stand your ground, stand by faith, don't be moved by fear, because the system of the world will eventually produce an antichrist. So no matter what stage we are, we must hold on the word of God. We refuse to bow down to things that are against the scripture. Hallelujah, Lord. Now, you know, just this very year, some states say, go to church, but don't sing in church. Can you imagine? Yeah, go to church, don't sing in church. Just go to church, sit down, don't sing. You know, restrictions will be fortified in many parts of the world. We are praying for wisdom and intelligence on what to do in the time and seasons of restrictions, worldwide restrictions. Let God take control in Jesus' mighty name. Number 9 word for 2021 is the word prayers. There will be a call for prayers. Pray for the president. Pray for the government. Pray for nations. Pray for the families. Pray for the children. Pray for schools. Pray for this. You know, prayer is going to be a key word. And it's important to know that even governments will seek for prayers. Because when things are failing, people tend to cry to seek God. We are praying that every child of God fortify your prayer life. Grow in your prayer life. Plan your prayer life. Plan on your prayer sessions. Get time to seek God. Get a prayer schedule. Let's pray that every child of God, from today, not tomorrow, from today, you start building up your prayer momentum to become more prayerful. In the car you pray, in the plane you pray. Anyway, become a prayer machine. Oh my God, that's interesting. Okay. Yeah, we pray without ceasing. That's what Paul said. Paul said, pray without ceasing. That God should fortify the church and believers, raise up intercessors, men and women that can spend time praying, intercede for the nations of the world. Raise our voice and pray. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, build up our faith to spend more time praying, because the nations are requesting for prayers. Presidents are requesting for prayers. Managers, governments are requesting for prayers. All around the nation, we see the need to pray. Lord, be glorified in Jesus' mighty name. Now, just imagine if your father owned a restaurant. Imagine from March until now, some restaurants have been closed. They have to pay rent for the facilities and they don't make money. Things are hard. So we're praying for businesses, we're praying for families, we're praying for children who cannot go to school, we're praying for parents who have to take care of their children at home, we're praying for, a lot is changing. Let's pray for our children, our grandchildren. Many of you are homeschooling your children for a long time now. Let's pray for God to sustain these people that are affected by the system, that God should, many who are working in restaurants that have been jobless for so long. Let's pray for God's intervention in the system, in the family, in the financial sector, in the church area. Raise your voice, let's pray. We come in the name of Jesus Christ to pray for the nations of the world. We pray for business owners who are going through desperate season. We pray for pastors who are going through hard time in their churches. Many churches have been closed for too long. We pray for parents who have to take care of their grandchildren at home. We are praying for wisdom, for strength, for grace. Many have become fatigued because of it's the pressure they are going through every day with 5 children at home. We pray, oh God, for strength, for grace, for provision in the months ahead of us. Lord, take control, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Number 10 key word for 2020 is the word online. Say online. Now listen, businesses are going online, shops are going online, churches are going online, even family conversation is online. Can you imagine? Okay. Maybe someone to do Christmas, virtual Christmas. Can you imagine virtual Christmas? Virtual all night, or virtual cross overnight. This is not God's will. In World Mission, we have our service. We stand on the covenant word of God. We are praying today that God should give us the strength, the ability in the time of transition around us, that we will not allow the system break us. We will rise up in the midst of the transition. The system and the transitions in the world will not frustrate us, but instead we will grow, we will succeed, we will prosper in the midst of these transitions. Raise your voice and pray. We are praying in the name of Jesus Christ for God to give you grace to master your internet first, how to do online services. Let God give you the wisdom on what to do, how to study online, how to shop online, how to sell online. Many things are going online. We are praying for God to give us a skill on what to do to maintain the momentum in the time of transition, because a lot is going online. Father, give us wisdom on what to do. We are not going to be left behind. But Lord, in the season of transition, give us the advantage in this season, in Jesus' mighty name. Now, number 11 is the big one, vaccine. Say vaccine. Now, it's already controversies in many countries like Britain. In UK, you watch in the news that some vaccines are already causing trouble, allergies for people who have some other complications. Now, some people are saying, I cannot take it. Some say, I'm waiting for it. So, vaccine is going to become a key word in 2021. Will you take it? Will you not take it? Do you wait for it? Do you go for it? So these are things that you need to make decisions based on your own conscience and based on information you receive, based on your own conviction. We pray that God should give you the wisdom on how to respond to the pressure in your job. Now your job imposed for you to take a vaccine. What do you do? Yeah, doctors, nurses, elderly, those in different industries that demand. You're going to be in a pressure on how that you must take it to come to work. So let's pray for wisdom and understanding on how to handle the vaccination issues that's coming to be a mandatory something in some countries of the world. Let's sincerely, very soon you'll hear that some airlines will say you cannot fly until you get vaccination. Yeah, very soon you start getting things like that. So let's pray for God to give you to a covering and wisdom and grace in the season ahead of us, that God should convict us and lead us personally on the right things to do. Raise our voice and pray. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. We just pray for turnaround for good. We pray, oh God, for good surprises coming ahead of us. We pray for determination in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, Father Lord, while the world hate us, we love the world by the grace of God. We pray that while we are going through pressures in the world, we are not going to be consumed by the pressures of the world. We pray for profit in the midst of hardship. Yes, profit in the midst of hardship in the world. We pray that God give us wisdom in the seasons of restrictions. We pray that our prayer life will increase. We pray for wisdom to do things online. We pray, oh God, for wisdom to deal with this vaccine issue. And number 12 keyword for 2021 is the word church. How are you relating to your church? Just ask yourself that question. How am I relating to my church? 50% of Christians have neglected the church worldwide. 50% of Christians have not called a pastor or gone to church or give an offering since COVID-19 began. Now, just search online. Many churches are closing as fast as never before. Yeah, many churches, even Maryland here, are closing. People are shutting down their churches for good. Because some pastors don't know how to do online services. And now, they are stuck. What do they do? It's difficult. So we're praying for the church. The church is a key word. The attack is against the church in many states. Just say after me, the battle is against the church of God. The battle is against God-fearing. The battle is against Israel. The battle is against the church. The battle is against those people who call themselves children of God. The Antichrist knows how to do it, to attack the church. We stand to pray right now. Okay, raise our voice. Let's pray that every child of God will stand strong, stand for the church. We are the members of the body of Christ. In my generation, I will not let down the church of Jesus Christ. Raise our voice and pray. Father, I declare today, in my generation, I will not let down the church of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, in my generation, I will be a builder of the church of God. In my generation, I will give my tithe and my offering to sponsor God's kingdom. In my generation, I stand like as a partner, a faithful partner with missions and missionaries around the world. In my generation, oh God, the church will not be closed in my generation. Hallelujah, Lord. You know, today you watch the news. One man walked into one Walmart shop and signed a check of $60,000 to give them to help Christmas gift free. But churches need people like that can work in a church and sign a check, say, please take this, pay the bills, sponsor the children, sponsor missions, take your missionaries in many countries. Sincerely, many missionaries in Middle East that are sponsored by churches back home in U.S., they are now in very difficult situation. Many missionaries that are in Africa, American missionaries that were sponsored by churches back home here, they are going to difficulty because for months they cannot receive their support back on in their mission fields. Let's pray for missionaries who have gone to India, to Africa, to Asia, to the Philippines, from U.S., and their churches are not able to send them their support. Let's pray for God's intervention for these missionaries. Let God make a means of supply. Let God touch men and women to stand with missionaries around the world. Raise your voice and pray. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ for missionaries, mission centers who are in different areas. Some are trying to translate the Bible into local languages. Some are there like medical missionaries. Some are there to take care of children in orphanages, in schools. We pray that you support these missionaries. Lord, raise men to stand with mission programs around the world. Take glory, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Before we take communion, please, let me just go through the whole list, please. There are 12 key words for 2021. This is the first list I'm giving you. The first word is turn around. Number two is surprise and amazement. Number three is decision, major decision and choices. Number four is determination. Number five is hate stroke love. Number six is pressure. Number seven is profit and finances. Number eight is restrictions. Number nine is the word prayers. Number 10 is online. Number 11 is vaccine. Number 12 is church. Now take this word seriously. You can even fit this, you can even put these verses based on the months of 2021. This is a prophetic calendar for 2021. All of these things will become key issues to deal with in 2021. Let's just read one more verse again, please. This is very important. That is Amos 3, verse 7 to 10. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he will reveal his secret to his servant, the prophet. That's Amos 3, 7. God will reveal his secret to his servants, the prophet. You are God's servant in your own capacity. We're taking communion today for the grace for revelation. Take your breath, please. We are praying for the grace for revelation, the grace for insight. That God, in this end of year, in this December ending, Lord, cause me to see rightly. Give me the revelation that I need to see. That God will visit you and give you a tangible, clear revelation. Today I got a revelation that touched me. I was in Africa with one of my daughters who was a commissioner. We went into a prison. We opened the gate. We entered to the prison and released prisoners. We walked out with prisoners and I got up. Wow, very clear. So 2021, we're going to engage in gospel crusades. Yes, a gospel crusade, yes. 2021, we're going to engage in gospel crusade, evangelistic programs to win souls from darkness to light. So that's the first thing God gave me. 2021, engage in gospel crusades around the world. We want to get crusades around the world to preach, to win men from darkness to light. Prison doors must be opened. So if you can join me for us to go together, we're going to go to South Africa, Kenya, Uganda, Cameroon, and other countries to get crusades to preach the gospel and to turn men from darkness to light. Just say, Lord Jesus, you are the God of revelation. Reveal to me my assignment for 2021. Cause me to see things clearly for 2021, in Jesus' mighty name. Take the bread in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Just say after me, my testimonies must come to pass. Just confess, my testimonies will fully manifest. My testimony, just confess, my testimonies will fully manifest. This end of year and 2021, my testimonies will fully manifest. Whatever that testimony is, I join my faith with you today. This is a special day. It's 12-12-2020. It's a very special day. I join my faith with you to take this communion around the world. Just raise the wine, please. Just say the name of Jesus. I believe that Jesus paid the price for me. I declare today my testimony will surely manifest in the name of Jesus Christ. I take it in agreement of the covenant of the word of God. Let it be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Take it, please. Hallelujah. Just lay your hand in your body, please. We're praying for total cleansing, total healing, total strength. God moving in your body in these next 20 days to end the year. Let the Holy Spirit move in a new way. You are ending the year in the full strength, full health, full testimony, nothing missing in our family. Raise your voice, begin to pray. Father, I lay my hand in my body as a picture. I lay my hand in my family in the name of Jesus Christ. As you lay your hand in your body, see your family in your mind. We are praying for your family for total protection in the highway. As you go into your job, come back from job. We are praying for those who are traveling in the air, in the sea, in the land, and those who are in business. We are praying for security. We are praying for safety. We are praying for, oh God, a covering of grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Anywhere you are covered by grace in Jesus' name. You are covered by the hand of God in Jesus' name. Let the angel of the Lord go with you, strengthen you, and keep you strong in Jesus' mighty name. You are blessed in Jesus' mighty name.
Mission International Worship Center is dedicated to healing broken hearts, giving hope, and saving souls through the love of God. Located in Lanham, Maryland, we are called to create a loving and caring community for all people, and we are committed to see you grow your faith in the Word of God and to see you happy and blessed in life. We are strategically positioned in Maryland at such a time like this to be available to provide counseling, guidance, and praying, and believing God for a fresh move of God as never seen before. Our heart's desire is to see all men come to the knowledge of the saving grace of Jesus Christ. If you've been searching for a place where real people who have experienced the love and power of Jesus Christ, World Mission International Worship Center may very well be the perfect fit. You're welcome too, where good things happen. We love you and are waiting for you in Jesus' name.